Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechus Bava Metzia, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud Aleph, and Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Vayin Rezivik Hagon, Bikarav Mamish. Now we conclude this Perek, which was discussing Ribbis, with the Isurim of Ribbis. And we had mentioned in the beginning of the Perek that both the Malve and the Loive are over the Isur of Ribbis if they had agreed upon that the loan is going to be Ribbis. But now we're going to even learn more than that. The Mishnah tells us, Veil Oivrim B'Loisase, the following people are going to be over Loisase if the loan has Ribbis Ketsutsa, meaning they had agreed upon that the loan was going to be Ribbis. Hamalve, the lender, V'haloiv and the borrower, V'ha'arev, and even the guarantor of the loan, V'ha'edim, and the edim that signed on the document. V'chamer, V'chamer say, Afa Seifer, even the Seifer that wrote the loan document, he's also Ivor Loisase of Ribbis. Now, what are the Isurim? So we're going to see that there's actually six different Isurim. Ivor Mishum Loititain, they're Ivor because of Loititain, the Pasuk says, Es Kasbacha Loisitain Loibeneshech, Umishum Baltikach Mitoin, because of this Pasuk, which says, Altikach Mitoin Neshech Vatarbis, Umishum Loisiel Loikinoisha, because of this Pasuk, Umishum Loisimon of Neshech, there's also this Pasuk. Also because of this Isser, which is not specific to Ribbis, it just means you're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, and by the same token, one is not allowed to arrange a loan of Ribbis because it's putting a stumbling block in front of this person. And then we've got the Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph beginning to discuss something totally different. This has to do with hiring workers and someone backing out in the middle of the job, what the halacha is. So Mishnah Aleph tells us, a person hired workers and they tricked each other. What does this mean, they tricked each other? So there's two different understandings. It could either be that a Baal Bias told a worker that he wants to hire, look, I need you to bring a bunch of your friends as well, and I'm willing to pay you guys 4 dinarim a day each. And then this guy, who's in charge of hiring other workers, went to them and said that you're going to be paid 3 dinarim a day. And they came and started working based off that stipulation, and then they found out that the Baal Bias was really willing to pay 4. That's option number one. Option number two could be that someone backed out before the job began, either the workers or the Baal Bias. In both these cases, Ein Lahem Zalzeh El Taremes, they're only allowed to have complaints on each other, and there's no real tevilah of Mamain. No one's able to say, you owe me money for backing out, or you owe me money for tricking, because nothing official started yet. Or in the first example, where they agreed to 3, that's their fault that they agreed to 3. They didn't know about the 4, but at the end of the day, they agreed to work for 3, and so they can't say, you owe us an extra 1. Now, the next case is different. Sachar Sachamar Sakadar, a fellow hired a donkey driver or a guy with a wagon, Lavi Piriafarin Vachalilin Lakala Oilemes, to bring Piriafarin, which are poles that are meant for canopy, that's why the mission says Lakala, and Chalilin are flutes, which are meant for a mace. They would play flutes in order to mourn over a dead person. Or workers were hired to take his flax out from where they were soaking, or anything which is considered a davar ha'aved, which means it has to be done right now. And if it's not done now, then someone's going to get ruined or a key opportunity is going to be missed out. For example, the canopy or the flutes, if they don't bring it right now, you're not going to have a canopy or flutes. And if the flax is not taken out from where it's soaking right now, it's going to get ruined. And then they were chayzer. These people who were hired to do the job backed out and decided that they're not going to do it. So Makam She'ein Sham Adam, if this is a place where the fellow can't find other workers to do this work for the same price, so then the Baal Bias has the upper hand. Soicher Alein Oimaton, he could either hire other people on them, which means he finds other workers that are willing to do this job for a higher price. He only has to pay them the original price that he had agreed with the original workers on, and those workers have to make up the difference for the more expensive price. So for example, if he had originally hired the workers for 10, they backed out, and he could only find a new guy for 15, so that new guy does the work for 15, the Baal Bias himself only has to pay 10, and those other workers that backed out, they have to pay the extra 5. And Matan is similar, that means he could trick them. He could tell those workers that backed out, look guys, I don't have anyone else to do the job. I'd originally told you 10, you know what, I'll give you 15. And then when they do the job, he says, forget about it, I'm only paying you 10, and he doesn't have to give them the extra 5, because they were really the ones that were dishonest, and therefore this is not considered dishonest. And we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel with more scenarios. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.